Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.
We have in the studio, this is going to blow your socks off. We have All Their Kings Fall. Absolutely amazing. They are over here from a far afield as Crowborough to tout their merry wares. Folks, how are you doing?
How are you doing, Pete?
Very, very good. We have, in this order, of course, we've got Cliff on the four string.
Five.
I say string, and it's got five. We got Gary with two R's.
How you doing?
Five R's. And we got Mark.
Watch out.
We got Jack. And we got Paul, the ever so talented Maverick Band-esque creator. No, stop it now. What? Yes. We have just heard, you know, surreptitiously, there's a word, the vocals of Paul, part of that beautiful song from the Maverick Band. And I didn't know. And then we mentioned Pele, of course, which I've also played. So the Maverick Band are part of the show, part of the fabric, as are All Their Kings Fall. So welcome to you all.
Thanks
for having us, Pete.
Not at all. How did you find the green room? Because it took us a while to get you out of there.
Yeah, definitely.
Exciting. Overpowering.
Hard drag to get ourselves back out there, to be fair.
Well, we sent, it was Brett and Ernie we sent in to get you out of there. They came back empty-handed. Then Simone and Bernie went in. They struggled.
It was the massages that just blew me away in there.
Was that Bernie?
Yeah.
Bernie has got useful hands.
Without a doubt.
No, seriously, you know, that's why we pay him.
Yeah.
He gets the big money.
Fully recommended.
He gets the big money, he does. And you've come back and you've dragged some heinous drinks from the green room. I hope these were free. Sprite Zero Sugar. I mean, that's rock and roll, isn't it? Nothing screams Crowborough more than that. I mean, seriously, you guys are in trouble. Oh, my God. You must rip the place apart. How are things for 2024?
Yeah, all good, actually. We're taking sort of a semi-break in that we're trying to write a new album.
Yes.
We've written sort of plenty of songs over the last couple of years or so, but we just want to concentrate on getting a whole album together of fresh material.
Yeah.
So we're just doing the odd gig and everything, a few sort of little festivals.
How did you guys form? Did anyone know anyone before 2019 May?
Well, Paul can explain this.
Well he needs a mic. That's the old problem with radio. You see,
it's very loud. It's
right. I mean, I can lip read, but these guys can't. Let's bring your mic up. Yes. Hello.
Well, Gary and I were the first people in the band, but
yes,
we didn't know each other before 2019. So randomly, I think Gary's wife was working at a care home that was closing down.
Right.
And this is where all rock and roll legends are made in the care home.
Still following. Yes.
And they had a singer who was doing something and pulled out, and Gary got in touch with me and said, you know, they're having this final day, could you come and play guitar? I'll do some singing. And we just decided we'd wing it. So we turned up on the day, not having met each other, not having rehearsed.
What did you sing?
Oh, we did I'm a Believer.
Of course.
We definitely did Tom Jones.
Yeah.
It's not
one?
Unusual.
Yeah, of course.
We did that about five times because old ladies kept getting up afterwards and saying,
that.
Could I do that one now?
What were they, out of interest, and you don't have to answer this, what were they throwing at you when you were singing?
Some underwear from at least 1910.
I refer back to my notes, Your Honour. Good, that sounded great. And then you thought, you know what, if we can crack this crowd, we can crack any crowd.
Absolutely.
Well
yeah,
done.
Yeah.
That
well,
sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I think you were in
somewhere.
Another band though at the time.
I was in another band, yeah.
What was
the
other band?
So you resisted for a while.
That was a Shockwave Surfers at the time.
Right, yes, no, brilliant. I haven't played them in a while, actually.
Yeah.
Shockwave Turtles or something, was it?
Surfers.
I think Turtles would have been better.
Yeah, it probably would have been.
But I know nothing about band names. Not a ding. So where did the name All Their Kings Fall come from?
Well, you've got two versions of this, but...
Yeah, well, I just pulled it randomly. It's from a Bible verse. It's literally just from a Bible
I
verse.
I didn't want to shame you on air, but of course it is.
But it's also in Game of Thrones, which is the one I go.
Right, okay. And what Bible verse, you tell them, is that actually in All Their Kings?
I couldn't give the exact reference. In Hosea. Bit of Old Testament.
In Hosea.
Fire and brimstone type stuff.
Hosea was an Irish singer, isn't it? I don't know. Honestly, you don't half talk nonsense, but I love it. So that was May 2019, but that was only two of you, so where did these guys come from?
We asked the same question.
Yeah. We had a different...
No more than they do, yes, go on.
Cliff had done a little bit with us because he turned up at the care home that time. Oh,
yes. Yes.
But then we sort of...
You brought Cliff along to the care home?
Yeah.
With the five
And
string.
We managed to get him back out.
Good heavens. A little worse for wear, yeah. I would imagine, yes.
But we've had a few line-up changes sort of thing, but these guys have been... with us now for the last 2 years, so we're settled now.
2 years.
Well, yep. March, yeah. See, my, you know, ever curious question was going to be, you know, then COVID hit. So, what did you guys do? Was it? Did you do stuff on?
Well, yeah, we basically just did some writing. Really, yeah. That was about it, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think we actually. I mean, we didn't get together, did we? No. Didn't do any playing because that wasn't happening.
Yeah.
So
we all kept talking, sharing ideas about it and everything. So, that's all sort of canned over.
And you tear Crowborough apart, obviously, with your wild ways. And you also use the studios there. What are the studios that you use?
It's Low Tech Studios, which is just outside of Crowborough.
That's the name. Very
I was going to say, that's not you being insulting here.
Big shout out to Dudley.
Dudley.
Remember the discount.
Dudley, remember the discount. You have been mentioned on the most prestigious radio station in, well, I was going to say the area, but, you know, the airwaves, I would say. So that is Low Tech Studios, Crowborough, Farmer Dudley, known locally. Well, Farmer Dudley. I don't know.
You can pick up some eggs or some pheasants if
eggs,
you need them.
Pheasants are £2 a throw at the minute.
So when you came here and you were greeted at the bottom and brought up to the 17th floor and all that, and you had the green room hospitality.
It's
and
a
all
long
that.
Way to take all our kit.
No,
yeah.
I know, but you know that's showbiz, baby. But so what do you get with Father Dudley when you father farmer when you get, is he a priest? I don't know. Is that where the quote came from? All that.
Well, we
from?
Do pray for the heating.
Does he give you? Does he give you food? Does it, are there baskets of eggs laid out in the hospitality?
No, there's a door and some electricity.
There's not even any heat.
Door and electricity.
Yeah, that's all we need.
Well, he's too kind. That's ridiculous. Folks, we've got All Their King's Fault here, just for you, really. I mean, I don't know why I'm wittering on. Would you like to hear them play? Of course you would. What have you guys got lined up?
Right, we've got three songs for you, but the first one, obviously, they're all ones we've written. And this is called If You Really Love Me. So these are all acoustic versions. So
If You Really Love Me. So just to warn you, and you guys know anyway, because I've been playing All Their King's Fall quite a while.
Yep.
These are acoustic-y stripped-down versions just for your Maid of Vale ears. Okay, so enjoy. Thank you. Take it away.
Snow, the face you show with Cupid's bow, the love you show to every guy who's caught your eye. It's a simple thing for you to bring. If you really love me, you will never break my heart. If you really love me, you will never break my heart. Solemn ring, diamond sings, hand exposed, light stopped to go. Lust parade, then back my way. Gone away, then back to stay. If you really love me, you will never break my heart. If you really love me, you will never break my heart. L-O-V, could it just please me, yeah. L-O-V, do not just tease me, no. L-O-V, you can't mess around with my beating heart. L-O-V, you got me on my knees. Ow! Gentle breeze, you come to me, wrapping me in serenity. Build my dreams for eternity. Gone away, not seen again. If you really love me, you will never break my heart. If you really love me, you will never break my heart. Hello, V. Could you just please me, yeah. Hello, V. Do not you tease me, no. Hello, B. You can't mess around with my beating heart. Hello, B. You got me on my knees. If you really love me, you will never break my heart. If you really love me, you will never break my heart. If you really love me, you will never break my heart. If you really love me, you will never break my heart. Hello, B. Could you just please me, yeah? Hello, B. Do not you tease me, no. Hello, B. You can't mess around with my beating heart. Hello, B. You got me on my knees. Out and download.
Beautiful.
Aren't we all, baby? Aren't we all?
Yeah. Thanks, boys.
Out on download. That was all there, King's Fall. Of course it was. You knew that. That's why you tuned in. So I've got that written down as If You Really Love Me.
Yep.
There you go. You see, that's the name of the track. Now, how do people get that? You said down, out on download.
It's on download and stream, Spotify, Amazon Music, everywhere.
Where would you like them to go? Does it make a difference?
Yeah, I'd like them to download it, spend their few miserly pennies, because streaming works for nobody in music.
There you go. You heard it, folks. If you can just down, for goodness sake, do it. Come on. Stop that. Whatever you're doing now, stop chopping that onion. Get your laptop out. Download If You Really Love Me from All Their Kings. Well, how difficult is it? I don't know. Are we talking like 79p or something? How does it work? I don't know. How much is the download?
What's the last going rate?
I think it's the premium 99p.
99p. Oh, there we go. There you go. 99p. Not even a pound. You get a penny back. A penny back.
That's how classy it is.
A penny back. Three for a pound. Three for a pound. So there you go. All Their Kings Fall. If You Really Love Me. And what about videos and stuff? Are there any on YouTube?
There is a couple of videos on YouTube and also on our Facebook page, so you can have a gander at us wherever you wish, really.
Oh, I'll have a gander, all right. Oh, yes, I will, my friend. And we will find, while I'm gandering around, I will find All Their Kings Fall all over YouTube. Of course I will. So, how do we get to see you live? Because I'm sure that's a happening.
Yeah, at the moment, we're keeping it pretty slim this year, but we are performing at the White Rock Theatre in April.
The White Rock Theatre, that's Hastings?
Yeah, that's the one. And it's a special Beatles Day in Aid of the Sara Lee Trust, so
that's
a good
great
charity and everything. So
hang on, a Beatles Day, yep, at the White Rock Theatre in Hastings, 7th of April.
Yep.
What are you going to be doing? Are you doing like a half-hour set of Beatles?
No, we're doing five tracks, and so which is what everyone's sort of doing on the day. So there's a lot of artists going and all doing their bit. So it's good to get out on the big stage and entertain the masses.
Everyone doing a Beatles track, and everyone's checked that they're not doing the same five.
It's down to the planners to work that out.
Hang on, they tell you which five tracks.
No, we choose, and then they put it all together and make sure no one's overrunning each other.
Do you want to burst your bubble and tell us what you're going to do?
Helter Skelter.
Oh, good track.
Back in the USSR.
Back in the, yeah, go on.
I'm a Walrus.
Are you? Yes, good.
And the other two, Paul?
Hey Bulldog.
Yep.
Oh, cracking track.
And then we're also doing...
Yes.
Wait for it.
I would give you a mic, but it would be far too professional.
We're
yes,
also doing Live and Let Die, because you can get away with stuff, solo stuff as well. And we all know Wings, only the band the Beatles could have been.
Yep. So,
to quote Mr. Partridge there.
So, right. You have me for the first four. No, I love Live and Let Die. Of course I do. I can't believe they can't find enough Beatles tracks. But anyway, that's good.
You'll find some footage of us online when we did it last year, so there's some different Beatles
awesome
stuff that we did there.
That's so good. I don't know how Beatly you are, but there's a fantastic podcast podcast guy who does something like I Am an Egghead, I think it's called, or and he basically goes through every single Beatles and Beatles single solo album from the whole, literally, so all of Macca's, all of Lennon, wow, all of them, yeah, and has a different guest each time, and they just dissect it track by track, and it's so nerdy and so
he
good.
He needs to hear our versions, I think. He won't be complete until he does.
This is what I'm thinking. Get on to him, man. Guys, what are you going to play? You got another one lined up?
Yeah, this is called...
Yes.
Mark, do you want to introduce this one?
We'll give him a mic.
Come on, guys. Come on, play the
guys,
game.
Play the game.
This one's called Sword Will Fall.
Sword Will...
Superbly done.
I didn't write it.
Sword Will Fall. Mark.
I'm not bigging it up, Mark.
Mark, he's got a good voice, though, isn't he? I can see why you got him to do that. Folks, all their kings fall. Sword Will Fall.
Seven seas cross nature's waves. Hoisted up the flag before we set sail. Whiskey jar in my right hand. Toast away to another land. And the sword will fall. 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 Ship ahoy under a blanket of cloud. Up on board we assemble a crowd. Scrape the bow as we pull up on side. Cries aloud, prepare to board. And the sword will fall. 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 Victory hours and we all want more. Ride the waves to another shore. Seeking gold to make others poor. And it's all before. And it's all before. And it's all before. And it's all before. Face to face, blow against blow. For the gods of war, we'll put on a show. I took him down with the splash of a blade. Join the party with the Pirates Brigade. We're killing time and we're making a crime. For the gods of war, make a pound or a dime. And it's all before. 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 And the sword will fall.
That's it, I finished.
Oh, he's done.
Oh, thanks. Lovely.
Well, thanks for waking me up, because, you know, it's hard to tell these days, you know? You're nodding off in approval, obviously. Absolutely beautiful.
Great.
Yay! You do.
We're right to hear it at the other end.
Yeah, it's sounding great in the studio.
Well, it sounds great on air, my friend. Yes, it does. You should do more acoustic stuff. It made it much easier for us, of course. the toing and froing between Gary and I on the... He kept, you know, saying, well, so we're going to bring in this thing and a band and a piano. I said, strip it down, man. Strip it down. Strip it down. And he stripped it. You stripped it down. You did. And I, you know, revealed all. That's what you did. So we can see you on the 7th of April in Hastings at the White Rock Theatre. Of course, part of the Beatles and Wings Day. but is there another gig? Have you got another gig that's coming?
The only one we've got definitely penciled at the moment is the Unfest. And that's part of the Forum in Tunbridge Wells, which everyone should know, that venue. And they've got a big festival going on, as they do every year, over the May Bank Holiday weekend.
Okay. Okay.
And so, yeah, we're going to be performing there as well.
So that is the 27th, 28th, 29th of May.
That's right.
At the Forum Tunbridge, what, Royal Tunbridge?
Royal Tunbridge.
Royal Tunbridge.
Let's not do it down.
Wales. Thank you. So you were there last year?
We were there last year.
Is it a goodie? Is it lovely?
Yeah. And we have played there a couple of other times, actually, in the past as well. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a really good venue. Yeah.
That sounds great.
If you like live music, it's the place to go.
Funnily enough, that's, for me, with a festival, I like live music at a festival. I do. That's the way it goes. So, and then the rest of the year, you're focusing on an album and chucking out. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going pretty well, actually, at the moment. Obviously, we've been doing a bit of rehearsing. We
have
to accommodate
yeah.
yourselves for this acoustic session.
Well, no, so. Honestly, the diary was, you know, crammed, obviously, as you can tell.
Yeah.
And it's just little things. I mean, you know, I wanted to say this now on air. Apologies for all the techies running around. There's far too much bum crack, black jeans, keys everywhere, belts. But, you know, this is
It was the keys in the pot that worried me.
I don't want to ask about that. You got
Robin Reliant.
Yeah, that's.
I'm not having that much hope.
That's Bernie's car.
I can't shake him off.
You didn't do too badly there. No, you did. Well, it was after the massage. I think it was rigged.
Yeah,
rigged.
Definitely.
He saw the olive oil. Wasn't it? Olive oil or the body oil? I don't know. It was oil anyway. Folks, what have you got? Moving on, obviously, swiftly. What have you got lined up for track three?
We have. Jack, do you want to?
Oh, he's
you want to release this one?
Lean into the mic, Jack. Come on, the old.
Lean over.
I should tell you, we've got Paul on acoustic guitar. We've got Jack on horn, but normally drum kit, I'm assuming. You just nicked some box where you've been thumbing away. We've got Mark on another acoustic guitar. We've got Gary with two R's. And we've got Cliff on a five stringer.
The bass maestro.
The bass maestro, the absolute wizard in the corner, doing all sorts of stuff, doing his level 42 with a plomb. That's you know. Yep. That's what I said.
And without a thong this week as well, which
he's
is nice.
Thongless. Well, that's because it was. Yes, he had things thrown at him in that Tom Jones track you were playing. Moving on. Sorry, Jack. Take it over.
Yes. Track number three.
Should we bring up a mic?
Thank
mic?
Yes. Our third track, ever so slightly funkier.
Oh.
I Drove the Highway.
Did you?
Are you doing a different song to us then?
Yeah.
which highway would that be? Would that be the little tunnel that goes, you know, past Tesco's and through that bit? And
have you been down there as well?
On to Stenning? I don't know. I live the high life. That's what I'm saying. Folks, take it away.
Let's funk it up, guys.
Let's funk it up. Okay, we have all that King's for.
Fresh up and beating hard, I took Chevy from the old backyard with a coffee cup to wake the day. Radio tune, then about to play. Took a chance to roll the dice, something special, fire and ice. Engine on, about to let it roll. I drove the highway with a girl next door. Hopping fast, the pedal hits floor. I drove the highway with a girl next door. Hep, hep. Gag Sally went on by. Sweetest girl that was in my eye. Went rushing past a red 3.0. Dust flying and a face aglow. Took a chance to roll the dice, something special, fire and ice. And didn't know, glad to let it roll. I drove the highway with the girl next door. I'm beating fast, the pedal hits flow. I drove the highway with the girl next door. Up and it's beating hard, and I took Jenny in the old backyard with a coffee cup to wake the day, radio tune that I'm about to play. I roll the dice and you know I'm about to let it roll. I drove the highway with the girl next door. I'm beating fast, the pedal is flow. I drove the highway with the girl next door. Hey, hey. I drove the highway with the girl next door.
And that's how it ends. That's a cracking ending. I've written, I took the highway because I drove the highway. What's it called?
Drove the highway.
Yeah, drove the highway.
I drove the highway with a girl next door.
No traffic lights on it and no potholes.
Ridiculous. I don't know
what it is. It's a trade secret where it is.
Where on earth is it? It's in fantasy land. That's where it is. Guys, you have been absolutely brilliant. We've had, in the studio, we've had Cliff, Gary, Mark, Jack and Paul, all collectively and purportedly from All Their Kings Fall. You can go to see them on the 7th of April in Hastings at the White Rock Theatre. Of course you can. Part of the Beatles Day. I don't know who else is in that lineup, but it sounds mad fan. Do you know anyone else?
And download the music.
I just got taken over there. Did you hear that? And the Forum, which is a festival, Tunbridge Wells, of course, Royal Tunbridge Wells, 27th, 28th, 29th of May. Now, I've just had in my ear, one of the producers has just said, if they're doing the Beatles Day and they're doing a Wing song, could we hear a bit of it? I don't...
nervous laughter.
It's not coming from me, this. This is coming from... I think it was Simone just mentioned that. She had a message in. Quite a few people asking, curious to hear how it sounds. So I'm just looking through the... Yeah, no, that was Simone. I don't know. It's up to you guys. You can do it. Give us 30 seconds. You know, give us a... See how it's going. Because we're intrigued. That's what
we'll do the first verse and the chorus. And
that would
it,
be
yeah.
amazing. You're just so gorgeous.
We've only just started learning this, so yeah. bear with us.
No, it's fine. It wasn't my idea.
Okay.
We knew we were young and your heart was an open book. You used to say, live and let live. Live this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry.
I can't remember.
Live and let die. Live and let die. Live and let die. Live and let die.
That'll do
nicely.
That was so good.
Put on the spot.
Brilliant.
Are you
so
available
much.
For backing vocals?
We've done about an hour's work on that.
That was so good. What are you talking about?
We can pay you in cream cakes and that's about it.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Oh, baby. Thank you so much. That was brilliant. All Their Kings Fall. Well up for it. Thanks, Simone. Great idea, by the way. Wish I thought of it. Cliff, Gary, Mark, Jack and Paul. All Their Kings Fall. We are going to hear from you this year, aren't we? We are going to hear new tracks. Let us know. Even if they are... by the way, messages flowing in. That was fab. Loved it. That's Anna listening in Hove. You see, you're just lighting up the airwaves. That's what you're doing. Thank
Have
you
they spent 99p? That's what I need to know.
Right. Well,
It's all about the money.
Thanks, sis. What I didn't realise was there was
my
a... she's done well, eh? Yeah, well done, well done.
I appreciate anyone's good thoughts and comments.
Well, as long as they pay 99p. Yes, no
problem. They've got a golden tier.
You guys can go to all sorts of streaming devices and stream. Stream away, you naughty people. And let us know any tracks, even if they're sort of demoed fashion order, whatever you've got kicking around. We would love to hear them. And, you know, in return, obviously, you know, just a jingle would be fine. And we'll be ever grateful. Thank you so much.
That's fine. Thanks for having us.
Guys, you are the best of the best. The best of the best.
See you in the green room later.
You certainly will, my friend.
For the second time.
Oh, the Sprite will flow. Radio Reverb's coming.
Listen to the Pete Jones Show.